Are you still doing your call-in talk show?
Oh, yeah.
You know, why? They must pay you a boatload of money or you're a glutton for punishment.
I think I'm a little sick, number one. But it's great. You know, most of the callers are great. And the best one I had was when the guy called in last year and we got out-rebounded in a game and he said, do you practice your rebounding? And I said, no, this year we decided not to do any rebounding drills whatsoever. Next call. And the guy said, coming back, he goes, well, you know, you really should think about doing some rebounding drills.
but I've listened before, and I brought this up to you last year. I'm just amazed. I don't know how many coaches make themselves accessible like that. You can have a show, but most of the calls that do call in a lot of these shows are like, coach, you're doing a great job, or we're with you 100%. These people are, they're rough on you.
Yeah, we do it. The main place is Baltimore, where it's out of, and you know, Baltimore fans could be pretty tough, but, you know, it's good. It gets around the state, and it's just for an hour. And, you know, I get to eat right after the show, which is really good.
Are you sweating? Because you sweat on the sidelines.
I don't sweat right now, no. no, I don't sweat during the radio show either. It's pretty humorous, usually. Every once in a while, I get upset, and I shouldn't, but, you know, that's me, so that's okay.